You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. How do I follow through on making changes when I'm alone all the time? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
You know it's time to rock.
If you didn't know, you do now. We hope you're adequately prepared, because it's time to rock. And we're going to rock with a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, how do I follow through on making changes when I'm alone all the time? And Jed, I think it's really a fantastic question. We talk about making changes a lot on the show, and we talk about things like accountability and letting other people be a measure for the changes you've made when you can't. So now that we're in kind of an unprecedented time where some of that's a little harder to do, where do we start?
Well, I love the vulnerability of this question, and I love that you're asking this question at all, that you're recognizing I do want to make changes, but at the same time, current things are making that harder. That's good honesty. That's good self-awareness. This is all good stuff. And I think we need to be clear that for most of us, being alone is a huge drag. There's people talking about, I hate people and I don't want to be around people. But at a certain point, I think for nearly everybody, being alone all the time is really draining. And when we're in the midst of trying to make changes, and to be clear, making changes is hard work. It's hard for absolutely everybody. There's no one saying, I just love changing things about myself. I mean, that's not how life works. So when we've got one hard thing and then we're going to add loneliness into the mix, it kind of feels like we are just maxing out the difficulty level. We're taking this from something that's kind of pretty hard to basically impossible. And if we feel like we're trying to do something that more or less can't be done, it's not a long trip from that to, well, I should just give up. There's no point in this, so why bother? If that's where you're at, man, we feel you. We are sorry that that's how you're feeling. It makes sense, but it's also not the full story.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think as you're talking about that tendency to want to give up, to kind of check out on things, it's really amplified by being alone, because so much of what we rely on for the positive aspects of making changes, which as Jed points out absolutely rightly, is nobody's idea of fun. Nobody just gets up and decides they want to fundamentally change something about themselves. Often that's because we have something in our life that isn't working. We want to make our life better. We want to have better outcomes in our lives. And whether it's the center of it or not, a lot of that is going to be reflected back to us by other people. You know, we go on the diet, we start exercising. It's not necessarily that we want someone to say, you look great. But the first time someone says, hey, you lose a little weight, that's like a really, hey, indeed I did. And that's a nice moment. You do a DIY, you learn to have some kind of skill. And the first time somebody says, oh, that's a cool shirt, what happened there? And you can say, oh, I actually sewed the patch on myself because I was learning to do this thing. Those changes, it's good to get those reflected back to us. But I think Jed is absolutely right that absent that, it doesn't mean changes aren't worth doing, and it doesn't mean we don't want to look to do good things. It just means we need to adapt and find some different ways forward, which we will look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Can't take it.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Proud to provide a patch that says rock.
I had a patch of a rock, and people didn't get it. People just kept asking me, what's that gray blob on your vest? So then we labeled it rock, and it really started to go a whole lot better. We're answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I follow through on making changes when I'm alone all the time? And Jed, I think that first segment we looked a lot at the idea of maybe how much we rely on, even in ways we don't think about. Someone who may consider themselves an introvert or not a people person or whatever, but we all really need other people and rely on that kind of feedback. So if we're not having that for a way forward, how do we look at making changes?
Man, that's a great question. I think we need to start with the idea that really no one ever makes a change under ideal circumstances. That just doesn't happen. There is no perfect time to go back to school or to get in shape or to give up drinking. At least from the standpoint of things being easy, stuff never lines up where, okay, now is the perfect moment for me to make this change. Change doesn't really work that way. I mean, I think for most of us, most of the time what happens is we are faced with a moment of clarity, a realization that X needs to happen. There is a change that needs to occur in my life. And that a smart person, a smart man, a smart woman, they would start that journey right now because that change really needs to start kicking in. And when we have that moment of clarity, when we have that moment of realization, again, I think a wise person says, okay, well, I need to start this journey whether we have perfect conditions or not. So the reason all that matters is it's one thing to look at imperfect conditions and say, okay, how do I work around these? How do I mitigate the effects? It's another to say that imperfect conditions give me an excuse to not change. And we don't want to go down that avenue because there will always be an excuse to not change. And you'll always be better served by going ahead and getting in motion on making those changes.
That's a really great point. There's an old kind of, it's a bit cliched, but I think there's a lot of truth in the saying that comes to mind, which is the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Yeah.
And that speaks a lot to kind of what Jed's saying here of we can wait for perfect conditions, or we can lament that if we had started, you know, this doing whatever it is 6 months ago when we weren't in, you know, social distancing, maybe it would have been easier. But none of that really negates the fact that if it's a good idea, it's a good idea. If it's a change worth making, if it's a change that's going to make your life better in the long run, it's certainly worth doing. In our day jobs, in our lives, Jed and I interact with a lot of people who are on a journey of getting clean from alcohol or drugs. And almost everybody who tries that backslides.
Yeah.
Just the numbers on that. People who are in the best rehab programs in the world have about a 95% reuse rate. The ones who, on the long run, end up overcoming that are people who don't let that stop them.
Yeah.
Who say, I was clean for 3 months, now I'm going for 4 months, I'm going to try and do this again tomorrow. That's a great mindset to keep doing it because the change is worth making. Look at that when we come back. More right here on The Bridge Loud. are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I just checked my watch, and it's rock o'clock.
Jed, do you have rock taped to your wrist?
Yeah, I do, actually. To be honest, it's kind of awkward, and it's hurting my wrist, but I'm committed to the bit.
Well, it's better than when I had to explain to you that thing you had taped to you wasn't an Apple Watch. It was a rotting apple you had held on your wrist. But we move on to a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I follow through on making changes when I'm alone all the time? And obviously, Jed, we're all dealing with the social distancing and maybe the isolation. But I think we've come to the idea that if a change is worth making, it's even worth making in these hard circumstances. So how do we go about maybe blunting or mitigating the challenge that the isolation brings best we can?
That's a great question, man. You know, I think that one bit of good news, for as difficult as making changes are, one bit of good news is whatever kind of change you're making, if you look around, you're going to find you're not the only person making that change. There are other people making a very similar change in their lives, too. And for as much as social media is a hot mess that makes the world a worse place, one of the things that it does that's good is it provides a great way to connect with other folks that are making a similar change right now in their own lives. And man, that's really useful. You can get some fellowship. You can get some camaraderie, some encouragement, some guidance on your journey. And that, if you can dig it, that's a game changer. That will have such an impact, both on your ability to sustain the change you've already made and also to continue changing and growing on the path that you're on. It makes a huge impact. We want to be clear that that's not the same as being physically surrounded by your friends and family. It's not the same thing, but it 100% beats nothing. It is dramatically better than nothing at all. And if you can dig it, there are actually advantages it provides that friends and family don't. So it kind of has some things that it brings to the table that are unique and good. And we want to encourage you to reach out and to find those resources. They are out there and you will benefit from having them.
It's absolutely right. And one of the things that social media, maybe a social distance idea, offers you is a really, really low point of entry. And we don't want to discount that. As Jed says, you know, the less than ideal is still a whole lot better than nothing. So maybe it doesn't even start off with interacting. Maybe you follow a Twitter account or a Facebook page or a couple of Instagram accounts that are about this thing you want to learn more about or make a change about. You just kind of observe and you learn some stuff, and maybe eventually you dip your toe into leaving a comment, asking a question. All that's great. All that is still forward motion. And again, one of the good things about is social media and the internet is about whatever you type into that machine, you're going to come back with somebody who's doing their level best to help people on that thing, which is great. And if you don't know where you would start with that, you can always drop us a line, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and we will get back to you and help you find something. And we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Holding down the rock.
That's what Jed calls standing on gravel. What are you doing out in the driveway, Jed? Holding down the rock.
Well, okay. Technically true.
Sure. And, you know, it adds a bit of adds just a little bit of showmanship to an average sure. thing. Isn't that great? We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I follow through on making changes when I'm alone all the time? And nothing helps holding down the rock like a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
You know, Jed, we mentioned earlier in the show kind of our day jobs working with a lot of folks who are making tough changes in tough circumstances. That may be, you know, trying to get clean while in a residential facility a long way from kind of their friends and family. That may be trying to put together a life that does not rely on crime for income while they're, you know, getting out of jail. A lot of challenging things. So how do we help people see things a little differently when they're trying to make changes in, as you put it, less than ideal circumstances?
Well, the thing that I would want to encourage folks who are listening right now on is that you may be going through a lonely season, but you are not alone. That right now in this moment, God is with you, and He is with you in the midst of these changes. If we're going to be honest, I think one of the things that comes before almost all changes that all people make is feeling let down and disappointed and heartbroken. On some level, my life is not working, and I hate that, and now I have to make a change. That's always been true for changes in my life, and I think it's true for most people. The Bible says that God is close to the brokenhearted. That the moments where we feel let down and disappointed, in that moment, God stands with us, supporting us and wanting to cheer us on and wanting to be there for us. So, again, I know it's not the same as being there with your friends and family, but we want you to know that God is with you in the midst of these changes. He is with you in the midst of the struggle, and He wants to give you strength to go another day.
That's absolutely right. I would add on to that that the Bible specifically mentions that God goes before us. There's lots of places kind of in the first half of the Bible in the Old Testament where God is asking His people to literally go to a new place, to uproot something and go somewhere. And it mentions that not only is God with you, He's going there before you, which I think is a very lovely and wonderful idea, because some of us, based on the life we live, maybe the type of family we came from, the sports we had, the best we can think of is someone who kind of picks you up when you fall down, which is a great thing. But God is not only doing that. He's also going before you, setting a path, helping you along, being a light on your way. And that is a wonderful thing. That's the kind of life we want for you as you step into those good changes. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.